The Cook County Board met yesterday, and we always talk to a commissioner after those meetings. Jan Hall could not make it today, and she asked Commissioner Sue Hakes to fill in. Thanks for stopping by, Sue.
Hi, Jay. I'm happy to pinch hit for Jan today.
Okay. Well, tell me, what is no net gain?
No net gain. Let's see. About a month ago or so, maybe a couple months ago, the Association of Minnesota Counties did a little poll of counties to see if they had a no net gain of public land in a policy in place for that, or if they intended to do one. We dug into it a little bit, and really what they're asking for is if we have a policy on no net gain for state-owned land. This is a pretty complex issue, and so as a county, we decided to have a work session regarding this at a to-be-determined date sometime in May, when we can figure out a time to do it after a county board meeting. I am personally 100% against losing any tax revenue for Cook County, and I think most of us would agree with that. How we do that, however, we don't necessarily agree on. I don't think that the no net gain policy really does that for Cook County, and in fact, I think it could hurt our ability to collect property taxes.
Now, is this just shifting one piece of property for another piece of property and not making anything on it, or what?
Well, the bill before the legislature right now is a little bit vague, but basically the idea is that if the state acquires property, that they have to sell property and put it back into private sector and arguably on the tax rolls. I think that this bill is site specific for certain counties, and I understand and sympathize with their needs. However, for Cook County, I don't think it works. I wouldn't want to tie our hands from doing a trade that is a reasonable trade for us to do and to get property into the highest and best use, and potentially create areas for more development, increasing the tax base, and putting areas that are in the remote portions of Cook County back into wilderness status. And so I don't want to prohibit anything like that. And so we're going to talk about all those issues at a work session and try and figure it out. The bill is vague, to answer your question. It doesn't talk about whether the gain is dollar for dollar or acre for acre, which makes a big, big difference.
It sure would here in Cook County.
It really does here. So we're going to take a look at that and come up with a policy for Cook County.
Well, there was a discussion on the progress for the community center project. Bring us up to date on that.
Yes, the steering committee continues on to work diligently to figure out a recommendation.
You would say that. You chair the steering committee.
I do, and we have really been working hard. I apologize on one hand for not coming to the public yet, but on the other hand, we are really digging into the financials and doing our homework, and we don't want to make a proposal to the public or the county board until we know what that facility is going to cost. We want to know what it's going to cost to build, what it's going to cost to operate and maintain, and how much revenue we can expect to get out of the facility. We're also taking a hard look at users and projected users for the various programming features that will be in the community center. We want to make sure that we get the most bang for our buck, that the most use of it, that everybody can enjoy it and use it. So Friday, we have an all-day meeting, and our goal is to come up with programming and a location, in other words, a pre-design concept that we can recommend to the county board, get their approval for moving forward, and then take to the public in a series of probably three meetings to be scheduled sometime in May. At those public meetings, we want to inform the public about the design and the finances, and we also want the public to weigh in, give us their ideas. What do you think? Is this working for you? Do you see anything that, you know, any direction that we may be heading that we should change? And so stay tuned for those. I wish I could give you some dates, but I don't have that yet. But we're hopeful that we can get that done in May and keep moving forward.
So all of this happens before the actual nitty-gritty of putting something down on paper and looking at a plan?
Well, no, we are putting a plan together. We are actually putting a plan together with major components, as the budget will allow, and those numbers about the key driver really is the operating and maintenance. We've got about $8 to $12 million we could spend on the facility itself, but what we want to make sure is that once it's built, we can afford to operate and maintain it. And our goal has always been to not spend more operating and maintaining it than we are currently on those same services, including the swimming pool. So when on Friday, we should have a pretty good idea of what we can afford and what we can't afford, and it will be down on paper, and there will be a floor plan and a site location that we can roll out to the public for feedback.
Okay. Well, I know you spent a lot of time talking about your favorite topic, the EDA, Economic Development Authority.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, Bruce Martinson is the liaison to the county board for the EDA, and he gave us an update that the EDA had extended an offer to hire a manager at Superior National. And first of all, I'd like to say that I have no opinion about the candidates that applied, because I haven't seen their applications and I haven't seen the job description that they applied to. So that isn't my concern. My concern is the process that the EDA and the Superior National Golf Course and Friends of the Golf Course failed to follow. The county has been asked for 1% funds for the golf course, and we have repeatedly said that until there is an overall strategy in place, we aren't willing to release funds for that project, and that includes hiring staff. The consultant that we're hoping to hire at the golf course is going to set a strategy and help us develop a business plan to determine what kind of management structure we should have in place, how the operations should run, what improvements need to be made to the golf course, and things like that. And until we have an overall plan, we've been reluctant to just throw money at it or make those kinds of decisions.
And the county board is footing the bill for the consultant.
We are footing the bill, and we are doing our very, very best job to keep this study independent and out of the hands of the EDA, because we want it to, while we need their, you know, permission, because they're the owner of the golf course, of course, but we want to keep the study independent. We want it to be unbiased. And on that committee, we've actually selected two members of the public at large that have a lot of business and quality control history, and that's John Lindell and Myron Bersheim. And they're on the review committee, and we have received proposals for hiring that consultant, and we've reviewed them, and they're getting interviews. We're getting interviews done, I think, today, and should have a decision made on that by next Tuesday. So bottom line, the hiring decision that the EDA and the Friends of the Golf Course are supporting is premature, in my opinion, and I think they got the cart before the horse. Okay. It's frustrating.
Okay. We've been talking with Commissioner Sue Hakes. Thanks for stopping by, Sue. Talk to you again.
Happy to be here.